Let's head to Brett Phillips because we wanted to talk about the French Open, brought to you by the Australasian Academy of Tennis Coaches, AATC.tennis. Now, Brett, when we spoke to you on Thursday, we were all up and about because there were a couple of Aussies left, and now a few days later, it's really depressing because there's no Aussies left. Good morning to you. What updates can you give us on the French Open?
Yeah, well, that's sort of a bit of a pattern, isn't it? Not to put a downer on it, but trying to get the Aussies to the second week, particularly in Paris, is quite hard on the clay. But I tell you what, we're set for a big second week. The matches have been intoxicating. If you think of the two matches today on the second court at Roland Garros called Court Suzanne Longlin, the women's match went 3 hours and 51 minutes, followed by the men's match, which went 4 hours. So they got outstanding value for money. The side of the draw today, and it's ironic that 12 months on from the all-Scandinavian matchup, Holger Rune, this young star, absolute superstar from Denmark, already six in the world at the age of 20, to take on now Casper Ruud from neighbouring Norway, who made the final, lost to Rafa last year. And I don't know if you remember back to last year, these two had a pretty frosty handshake, which then spilled over into the locker room, conflicting stories as to what happened, but no love lost. Casper was basically telling young Holger to pull his head in and have a little bit of respect. And Holger is brash. He's out there. He's in his own little bubble. So Holger won in five today. Casper won in straight sets, but they were tough. So great to see that match up again. Iga Świątek, the world number one, hardly trouble. Double bagel win over the weekend, and her opponent retired six games in today. So she is through to play Coco Gauff. And speaking of players who, you know, go back to last year in Paris, Alexander Zverev, you might remember in that semi-final against Rafael Nadal, had that horrific ankle injury where he was taken off court. You could hear his the howls coming from, you know, the top of court, Philippe Chatrier. It's taken him probably a good 10 months to get over that ankle Achilles injury, but he won through in the ninth session against Grigor Dimitrov today. So just watch out for big Sasha in the run home, because he's very determined to win a Grand Slam, even though all the talk is about Alcaraz and Djokovic. We hope that is going to be the semi-final, and they probably should win their two quarterfinals coming up tonight.
Stefanos Tsitsipas was impressive as well going through.
Yeah, he was, no doubt. This is the question now. I mean, there's a school of thought that, you know, are the Grand Slams maybe going past Stefanos? Now, that might seem a strange comment to make, considering he's only 24, but this next generation of Alcaraz, Rune, Sinner, who are 3 years younger, are actually taking over the mantle. So they've replaced that generation who we thought were going to replace Federer, Djokovic, Nadal. It's a really fascinating time in men's tennis. And Alcaraz, tonight, in that quarterfinal, goes in with a 4-0 head-to-head against Stefanos. He loves playing Tsitsipas. His game style suits him. And then you've got, yeah, Djokovic will take on Khachanov, who's got an 8-1 head-to-head. I mean, Novak's got a pretty impressive head-to-head against all his fellow competitors. But, yeah, certainly, you know, Tsitsipas is going to have his work cut out. But it would annoy him, and also Zverev and a couple of others, that these young blokes have come in and overtaken their mantle. So there's plenty driving those guys, that's for sure.
BP, before we let you go, can you break down for the people that aren't across what happened, the issue with the doubles and the ball kid? It resulted in disqualification, but from my understanding, it's a really strange one, because the player didn't actually do it on purpose or hit the ball out of anger, and it took a while to actually work out that they were going to be disqualified.
Yeah, so the young Japanese player, Miyu Kato, who actually came out and played mixed doubles overnight and won, and she was in tears. Yeah, look, the letter of the law is, and if we go back to the Novak Djokovic incident at the US Open, I think it was a couple of years ago now, where he vigorously, in frustration, smashed a ball that went straight and hit the lines person, knocked her to the ground. But no doubting that one. That's an automatic disqualification. You cannot hit anyone within the parameters of the tennis court. There's lots of officials there, obviously. Obviously, you can't smack the ball into the crowd directly and hit someone. In the case of on the weekend, now, Miyu Kato sort of softly hit the ball back towards the back of the court. It did catch the young ball kid off guard, but it wasn't hit vigorously. Wayne McEwen, very experienced supervisor, came out on court. He hadn't seen any vision. He consulted all parties. What really stirred it up was the opponents, Bushkova and Cerebes Tormo, who were crying out of the chair umpire, disqualify this team, get them out of the tournament. Really, they should have just sat there and minded their own business, to be quite frank. And then if Wayne McEwen had have had some vision, he might have made a more common sense decision on this one. But at the end of the day, it's a bit like what you put into your body. You know, the players know that, by the letter of the law, you just cannot hit the ball in the vicinity of any official on court, whether it's soft or vigorous. So, but I think to strip it of all their prize money is really harsh, particularly for a doubles player where they're not earning the same as the singles player. And I get a feeling she'll probably appeal it. We'll see where it goes over the next few days.
Well, Brett, thanks for your updates. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, lads.